First, congratulate all the five people who
took baptism today. This is one of the special days in my life. This is not the first time I baptized people. When I was a missionary, on a single day, we might have baptized 200, 250 people. All that we have done. But this baptism is very, very special to me, dear to my heart. It's all because all five of them showed enormous commitment to follow Jesus. All their words came very powerfully. They took a very conscious decision to follow Jesus, which is remarkable. And I'm privileged to run this baptism service, and I congratulate them. I ask all the congregation members to continue to pray for them. They need your prayer support, because from now on, they are into God's side, God's path, and you know, the enemy is not happy about it. So remember them in your prayers and support them through your prayers. Whenever you meet with them, encourage them, ask them how they are doing, and also if you have some time, stand with them and pray with them for a minute or two. Now, I know we have heard many things in the service. Should I give a sermon? No, I'm not going to give a long sermon, but I'm going to speak briefly from the passage that is read to us just now. Jesus told his disciples that he was going to go to Jerusalem. There he would be crucified. He would suffer in the hands of religious leaders. It is towards the end of his ministry, and he started talking openly. Disciples didn't like it. Peter acted very funny. He took some courage, acted like a big brother, took Jesus aside and said, "Jesus, this should not happen to you. You should not suffer." Jesus looked at him and said, "Get behind me." He even added this word, Satan. "Get behind me." Jesus, after that, addressed his disciples and he said, "Follow me." To Peter, he said, "Get behind me." And to disciples, looked at all of them and said, "Follow me." If you look at the Greek Testament, both are saying, "Get behind me, follow me." Both are same. But then meaning is different. There are two things emerge strongly out of this. Jesus is always in the front. He is always in the front. We can only stand behind him. We can only follow him. He is the first fruit who raised from the dead. He is the first, and we are all standing behind him. We have to remember that. Jesus is very, very important to all of us. That comes strongly. The second lesson comes out of this is, if you are not following him, then you are not above him, but you are way behind him. That's the meaning. You are not at all. He is the only one God anointed and sent to this world for us, and he's always in the front. And if anybody decides not to follow him, then he is far behind him. Those who follow him cannot stand far behind him. Those who follow him should walk closer to him. They should stand closer to him and walk with him. Then Jesus looked at his disciples, the people who were there, and said three things. If anyone wants to follow me, he should deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Three things. Deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me. I want to just look at these three things very quickly. Deny yourself. What does that mean? Can we deny ourselves? I'll just give you an illustration. Probably this illustration I used before. Watchman Nee, a Chinese preacher, he went along with 20 people to a place. And there they stayed in a place where they did not have good bathing facility. So they had to go every day to the nearby river to take a plunge, to take a bath. One day when they were in the river, one of them had a cramp in his leg and he was sinking. Watchman Lee looked one of the strong person, one who is good in swimming, said, "Go and rescue him. I see him having a trouble." But this man swam and went near to him, but he did not rescue him. He stayed little away and watched him. It's all because he was screaming, shouting, swiftly, stroking, striking his hands, and he was putting all his efforts to save himself. So he waited until the time he became tired and he was about to be drowned, and there he went and rescued him. During this time, Watchman Nee was very annoyed with the swimmer. He said, "Go and help." But later he said, "If I had gone at that time, we both would have been drowned." Deny yourself. We cannot help ourselves. We need the help of God. Do you remember these words, Jesus teaching on Sermon on the Mount? "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Poor in spirit. What is poor in spirit? The one who acknowledges that he can't help himself. The one who knows that he needs the help from God. Such people enters the kingdom of heaven. And that's the first qualification. Acknowledge that you need God. God created us, and he created such a way that we cannot live without him. So acknowledge God in your life. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. What does cross mean? Sometimes we think that cross means some burden that is given to us, or some responsibility that is given to us. No, I don't think so. Cross means death. You carry death on your body. You no longer live, but Christ lives you. I will go quickly. In Romans chapter 12, Paul talks about it. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. How can sacrifice be living? Sacrifice means it is dead. But living sacrifice, that means I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I carry death of my body. I buried myself. I crucified with Christ on the cross. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So you carry the cross. You remind yourself that Jesus is living in me. Thirdly, take up the cross and follow me. Jesus said, "Follow me." There are two things come to my mind when you say follow Jesus. Number one, you obey his teachings. His teachings are fantastic, life-giving message. Obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus. Trust and obey. The verses that we have taken for this year is fantastic. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. in all your ways, acknowledge him. Yes, you are obeying him and you are acknowledging him, and he will make straight your paths. That's number one. Obey his word. Now, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount very beautifully said, if anyone obeys my word, he will be building his life like building a house on the rock. If you are not taking his teaching seriously, you are building your house on the sand. Obey. The second thing about following Jesus is follow his example. Jesus is your example, not anyone else. Keep him in the front, in the first place in your life. He has lived a life before us, and that's a fantastic life. Transform yourself. Transform and be like Jesus. Follow him. Follow his example, and keep that as your model. As I conclude this short meditation, I want to give an illustration. American Navy SEAL, right? they went for a rescue operation. They went to rescue hostages. They were kept in a dark room. They all of a sudden entered the room, all of them with the heavy weapons with them, and they looked at the hostages and said, come, follow us. These people were there in the dark room for some days, and their mental health was not that great. Their physical strength was not that good, and they had always seen people coming with weapons and going. They were simply throwing some food packets. So they did not move out of that place. They were simply sitting in the dark room, not obeying them. One of the members of this rescue team, he realized that there's something he should do in order to rescue them. So he disarmed himself. He removed all his weapons, kept it down, and came to one of them and said, we have come to rescue you. Follow me. One by one, everyone followed, and all of them came to safety. Jesus came to us exactly like that. He has not come to, give us trouble or show his power and might so that we all be terrified. No. He came like one among us, and he said, come on, follow me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come, follow me. May the dear Lord help us to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus. God bless us all. Amen.